This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. consumer price inflation showed signs of moderating in August for the second straight month, though the decrease was sporadic across sectors, and it remains unclear whether the slowdown will continue. Gasoline prices fell in August, airfares dropped, and used cars and hotels peaked, while rent increases also gave indications of slowing. We'll know more Tuesday when August Consumer Price Index gets released by the government. Mossad Director David Barnea said at a counterterrorism conference Monday that the Israeli spy agency will continue its operations against Iran, even if a nuclear deal is signed with the United States. The Israeli government is officially opposed to the U.S. return to a 2015 nuclear deal. New Zealand is dropping most pandemic restrictions. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Monday. These include the removal of government vaccine mandates on September 26th. International travelers will no longer be required to be vaccinated against COVID or submit results upon arrival. As questions swirl if President Biden will attempt a second term as President of the United States, Gloria Romero on Fox News is the former Democrat leader of the California State Senate. She says Vice President Kamala Harris needs to keep up the thought that Biden is running again.
Because the longer that people can believe that myth, the greater the opportunity is that no other contender like Newsom or Buttigieg or even Hillary Clinton might step into the fray.
Ukrainian forces continued advancing into the Kharkiv region, northern, southern, and eastern flanks. Ukraine's military chief said on Sunday, Russia's forces responded by attacking infrastructure, including power stations, and causing widespread blackouts. Russian nationalists are calling on President Putin to make immediate changes after his troops retreated from most of the Kharkiv region. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Country music singer John Michael Montgomery suffered cuts and broken ribs when his tour bus crashed in Tennessee early Saturday. Montgomery says he's doing well, but will not be out on the road for a while. A New York woman has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for interfering with crew members aboard a flight from Dallas to Los Angeles, California last year that had to be diverted to Phoenix, Arizona. Kelly Pichardo engaged in assault and using racial slurs on the flight and had to be removed from the plane after it landed at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport on February 24, 2021. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernie Carrick on Newsmax looks back 21 years.
When the first plane hit Tower 1, I was in my office and my staff came in and told me. I was down at the scene within about 7 or 8 minutes. And we tried to get into the command center, which was into 7 World Trade. Could not get in the command center because people were jumping from the top of Tower 1.
Since the death of Queen Elizabeth last Thursday, King Charles III inherited a ton of wealth, and he does not have to pay inheritance tax on any of it. A rule introduced in 1993 by the UK government safeguards the royal family assets from being wiped out if two monarchs were to die in a short period of time. Primary elections continue on Tuesday. Delaware, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island go to the polls to choose their sides in the November midterm elections. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and Phil Hodgson-Piller is with us, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to talk to you this morning. And by the way, I jumped into Jonathan Cahn's book, finally got a copy of it, and it is a phenomenal read so far.
Isn't it? I'll tell you, it, Jonathan, no doubt, is one of the modern-day prophetic voices, Phil. I think you would agree, with him being messianic. He has an uncanny connection with the culture and history of the Jewish people, certainly. And when he brings his illumination of what God has revealed to him, I mean, it's almost like, in a way, how it must have been to be around Paul. Because Paul, you know, St. Paul had such a command of the Old Testament and how it was relevant with Jesus Christ and what the church was about to embark on. And in a sense, I feel, and that may sound pretty lofty to say of Jonathan, but, you know, he's been a dear friend for many years. And I was blessed enough to get one of the original manuscripts of The Return of the Gods. And as I've told Jonathan many times in our conversations, is that his revelation, I said chicken skin me. He didn't know for the longest time what I meant by that. And finally, you know, I said, Jonathan, you know, because we were doing an interview, and I could tell, you know, when you're face-to-face, you know, because when you're on the phone, you know, people, you just kind of think that they're going along with you and they understand. But we're face-to-face in Nashville, and I'm seeing his reaction. I'm going, you don't understand what I mean, do you? He goes, chicken, no, I don't understand chicken. I said, like goosebumps, you know? If you look at chicken skin, how bumpy it is and stuff, I said, when you... You know, when you say this stuff, you know, it really raises the hair on my arms and the back of my neck, because you know that there's something, you know, something insightful. I mean, even like when you go back and consider his early book of Harbinger, and looking at Isaiah 9 and how the words were in Isaiah 9, the judgment of Israel at that time, how, you know, you go 2,000 years plus, you know, fast forward to America, and that same defiance and judgment is declared by our own elected officials. You know, how does that happen but for the hand of God, Phil?
Yeah, and I think it's that great reminder in Corinthians where it says, you know, the things that happened in the Old Testament were for our instruction and for our warning that we would not seek after evil things. And so, you know, the Word of God becomes, you know, that tool for us. And I think that what Jonathan has done with his book is he's been that, let me tie the pieces together for you, versus like the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was writing Scripture. So I think that distinction is really important to make. But I do agree with you, the insight and the wisdom that comes is really brilliant. And so glad to have him on our team. How about that one?
Oh, hey, that's awesome. Yeah, me too. I'm with you on that one. And the thing is that it's all consistent, Phil, as you know. I mean, you know, people come and ask you and they say, hey, or, you know, is America being judged? And I say, well, more than America, I think the whole world's being judged right now, because that's the way God, you know, exercised judgment. When he does, it's amazing, because even when you read about the judgment of Israel, you go, but there's more, you know, and everybody ends up getting judged, right?
Well, yeah, and I think even you can take another angle, not disagreeing at all with you, but another angle is that, you know, when you look at Scripture, as the end of an age comes, like this age that we're living in, Jesus predicted that and told us that there would be, you know, evil men would grow worse and worse, and that there would be prophetic indicators of the times that we're living in. And so some of this is man's own devices, and the time that we find ourselves living in is going to draw us closer. I mean, there are things that I preached about 10 years ago that people thought I was way out there. And now people are going, wow, this is happening, isn't it? And I go, yeah. And I think that's the beauty of Scripture. And if you know it, you can see how it unfolds in your very lifetime.
Yeah, I remember, Phil, one of our early conversations when you first, God had revealed to you the seriousness of lawlessness. And how people were kind of lawlessness. You know, we don't see it, but man, today we're seeing it loud and clear. And you were like the lone rebel out in the desert, warning everybody that hey, look at lawlessness. We're unhinging, because you could see as we unhinged from the moral foundings and the moorings of these moral foundings and God Himself, that. You know, what follows is lawlessness. That's a natural next step, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And if you think about, the coming Antichrist is called the Man of Lawlessness. And so it only makes sense that lawlessness would precede his coming, and that he would be, you know, kind of slated as a man of peace to the world. And so when things get bad enough, people will look for a savior, be him God or devil, to get them out of this, whether it's an economic morass or whether it's, just lawlessness in the streets. And I think that's what we have to understand. Scripture delineates that very clearly. And I've had more and more people, I probably get more responses now than I did when I wrote the book about, wow, this book is so relevant. It reads like you wrote it yesterday. And it really does, because of that. And I think it's, again, I don't claim any special insight. I just think, wow, this is what I see happening. And I remember when I did that interview on the History Channel, and the guy said, what scares you? What keeps you up at night? And I said, lawlessness marching down Main Street unabated. And that's what we're living in today.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, as you said, Jesus was clear as the closing of one era. Then get ready. We go into the next phase, and this really commands the church to realize that you can't play church anymore. I mean, we lived in an age of grace where things could be a little laissez-faire and you might be able to get away with a little bit more. But I think we're coming to a point, Phil, where we really have to warrior up and decide who we're going to serve this day. Are we not? I mean, in a very serious, committed sort of way. And in fact, Tammy, I love Tammy's new book about fasting with God. I mean, this is something that people need to, because we need to make sure that we have our marching orders, and we've got to be serious about it. And just as Jesus said, and as she writes in the book, you know, there are certain things, you know, when the apostles were going, wait a minute, how come we couldn't get rid of those demons? He says, oh, well, that, you know, that requires a little bit more power and more emphasis and focus, like fasting and prayer, right?
Oh, exactly. And when we come back from break, I want to tell you kind of a follow-up from that, because I think you'll find it fascinating, some of the response that we have from people that attend our church and have invited others. So it really ties in well with what you just said.
Well, and we need to invite the audience into this as well. I believe in just the timeliness of the word that you just shared with us. You know, it is so important that we seriously with focus like never before on the Word of God and His intent, because as Bob Dylan sang, the times, they are changing, right, Phil Hotzenfeller?
Yeah, exactly. You're right on there.
We'll even bring Bob Dylan into this. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. More from Phil Hotzenfeller after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, Phil Hotzenfeller, continues with us. Phil, I wanted you to finish up the thought. We were talking about Tam's book, Fasting with God. Well, I'll tell you, it is, this is a timely book. There is no doubt about it, what she, you know, what the Holy Spirit revealed to her, and what we need to hear because of the times that we're entering into. These aren't times where you can come in weak-kneed and, you know, kind of a just a toe in the water kind of deal. I mean, this is calling for full immersion right now, is it not?
It is. And, you know, one of the comments that, well, it's multiple comments, not one, that we've had lately is, you know, we have our people are very committed, very solid, and they invite people. And a lot of those people come. They love the church. Some of them, it's not the right fit for them for one reason or another. But I think the most interesting comment that's happened more than once is it's almost identical phrase. It is that, wow, your church are really, you guys are like real Christians. And I'm really not looking for that kind of church. I'm looking, you know, more like Christian Light kind of thing. And
yeah.
I thought, well, that's been like the greatest compliment we could have gotten, you know, is we're like real Christians. But
yeah, I want to come to a church that I can still sin, you know, that I can purposely still sin and really not be that interested in transforming my life, right?
Well, if you think about the call of Jesus, I mean, you know, he said, look, it's a narrow road. You're going to be on that road. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Many will go that way. And then you think about other statements. I think it's Matthew 7. You know, he said, many shall say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out demons and work miracles? And he said, depart from me. I never knew you. And then you go to Revelation and he says, he talks about the lukewarm church. I spew you out of my mouth. I'd rather you be hot or cold. And so this is New Testament stuff. It's just that people have grown accustomed to, you know, a very tender lifestyle in Christianity that doesn't demand much and doesn't produce much in reality.
Yeah. Right. I guess they want a performance trophy, you know, just for showing up on Sunday, you know, once a week, I guess. You know, that disease, the way it's entered our culture. But, you know, as you were writing about in American Faith, you know, here we are yesterday, 2 decades later, 21 years later, the enduring legacy of 9/11. And you and I discussed this many times, is that for about a 3-week period, you had droves of people coming to the church looking for those real Christians that you're talking about, because they're freaking out, wondering, wait a minute, we just got attacked, you know, over 3,000 people were killed. This is craziness. What does it mean? What are we supposed to do? And sadly, Phil, you know, many churches were ill-prepared. They had no idea what was going on because they were trying to impose their Christian lightness on the time when, you know, the Bible is clear time and again is that you've got to know times and seasons according to the book of Ecclesiastes. You've got, and especially, there are some times that are more important than others, and those are those times that I call the appointed time, right? And that is when God sits there and says, okay, I'm going to give you a shot today. Here it is. You're going to choose one way or another. This is that critical appointed time. And it may be at a Sunday service where you're up there just saying, hey, look, you know, if you're fed up with your life and you finally had it and realize that you're not the captain of your own ship and you're willing to surrender your life because you know that Jesus can make the difference, you know, raise your hand or come forward. Let's pray. Let's bring you into the kingdom of God so you would be God's child and be protected for the rest of your life. You and your family, are you willing to do that? Sometimes that is the appointed time. Sometimes it's other things. But more and more, the idea of an appointed time is really hitting me hard these days, Phil.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and there are Kairos moments in time where, you know, it's not, you know, we talk about time chronologically, but there's also, as you referred to, there are those special times where you have a unique opportunity, the doors open, the windows open, and you have to seize that. And one of those areas is in this idea of homeschooling and private schooling. And our school just launched today, and it's an independent learning academy that supports homeschool parents. And we got kind of late in this game, but we ended up with 50 kids enrolled in our program today, and that's just through the sixth grade. And so, you know, it's a great start for us, and it's exciting to see parents excited and kids excited. And I look at it and go, I know this thing is going to grow exponentially. And the really cool thing about it is that we are literally helping to bankrupt the corrupt public school system that is experiencing tremendous loss. Look at the stats. I mean, some of these stats are absolutely amazing. According to the Seattle Public School, their district has fallen by 53,000 students in 19 through 20, and they're projected another 50,000 this year. That's 100,000 students that aren't going to be in school, and they say it'll keep declining steadily. They're projecting into 2026, and it's because people are just fed up with the junk.
I think
as churches find ways to support parents, make it affordable, try to get out of the profit making when it comes to Christian schools, and just try to say, let's just figure out how to make this a ministry versus a profit center. And that's the big thing I'm doing. I mean, it actually costs us money to have a learning center. It costs us about $100,000 now, just because we made decision. It's about $100,000 a year for us to put on a learning center at our church. And we're willing to do it. We believe it's ministry. We believe that kids are worth it.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that we know, as evidence of the public school system and what they did to our kids in the 2.5 years of COVID, how far they've fallen behind. And I believe, Phil, that this is God's answer, that time will be redeemed. God always has a way to level out the playing field, and it will be distinct. What they're going to find out is the kids that go to programs like what you're offering there at Influence Church, these independent programs, these kids are going to they're going to flourish, and we've already seen this time and time again. The success records that are being reported of children who are homeschooled, how well they do when they go to college. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of success stories that have happened. So and parents might at first go, gosh, can I really do this? And I had Sam Sorbo on, and Sam is a great resource for you, Phil, as well, and she's based out here in Florida. And of course, Sam and Kevin, and you've been around them, so you know them. But she goes, from coast to coast, encouraging parents, says, you can do this. You have to do this. And it's not as difficult. And here you're starting off with 50. And 50 will beget 100, will beget 200, will beget 2,000. I mean, before you know it, this thing will be exponential because of one reason, and that is God's hands upon this, and God wants it to be successful. And if he deems it to be so, and I know he does, it will be.
Well, and I think here you make so many good points there. I think the one thing that parents need to understand is an independent learning academy like ours supplements what you do. So you can piecemeal and take as many, let's say, courses as you want to, because it's there to help the parents. So if the parent says, I can only teach math, okay, then we're gonna pick up the ball and help you and support you. And so we're literally a learning center versus a school, and it makes it affordable, and it makes it work. And guess what? We go 4 days a week. You get one day with your kids. How about that one?
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
And I'm sure
California has the best homeschooling laws in the nation, and it's because of the child actors. And so all these bills were put forth to help kids who were actors in Hollywood. Who would ever thought that would have worked in our favor?
Awesome. Now the next thing is that they need to follow the lead of these other states that are now giving the educational money, the federal money, to the families and allowing them to spend that where they choose, as opposed to just public education. And this is catching on across the country too, Phil, which could be pretty exciting for what you're doing, and would add an extra boom to what you're doing there in Anaheim Hills.
I'm sure Governor Newsom would be thrilled about any money that he could hand to independent conservative Christians. How about that?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Phil, how can they be in touch? Real quick, 10 seconds.
Come to see us at AmericanFaith.com or InfluenceChurch.org.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
King Charles III spoke to about 1,200 people Monday inside Westminster Hall in London.
I am deeply grateful for the addresses of condolence by the House of Lords and the House of Commons, which so touchingly encompass what our late sovereign, my beloved mother, the Queen, meant to us all.
House lawmakers are set to return to Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, starting a hectic three-week legislative session, by the end of which Congress must avoid a government shutdown as the money stops on September 30th. Congress will probably do a short-term funding bill, also known as a continuing resolution. Some 15,000 Minnesota nurses began a three-day strike Monday morning after weekend talks failed to produce contract agreements. It will cover workers at 16 hospitals, including 8 of the 10 largest in Minneapolis-St. Paul. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Unless this has crossed your orbit, you may not be asking this question, but it's one that more and more people are asking, and that is whether or not the SEC should be defunded. In recent months, the Security and Exchange Commission has finally proposed amendments to rules and reporting forms regarding how investment funds utilize the ESG label. Now, the SEC is right to be worried, but they're late to the game, says Dr. Robert Wright and Dr. Janice Trafflett, who join us now. Doctors, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Great to be here.
Glad to be on.
Okay. Dr. Trafflett, let's start with you first. Explain to our audience this ESG label and what the SEC is trying to do with this.
Well, first of all, so thinking about just the ESG label and it being something that investors have found to be very attractive, and yet with sustainable and ethical investing, there's just a question about does the label mean what it says, and or are investors deluded into thinking that they're putting their values with where their investing dollars are, or is this something that is kind of like greenwashing where they think they're buying into something and find out later that their money wasn't going where they thought that it was.
Exactly. And Dr. Wright, I mean, that it's like, you know, like Janice was saying, it's not like it's never happened before, right? I mean, we've been given the good housekeeping seal of approval, so to speak, and this is just another one of those seals. And you wonder, okay, if you have the ESG label, who's going to monitor and regulate the label to make sure that you're following, you know, the rules that deserve you to, you know, have this label, right?
Yeah, well, the actual good housekeeping seal of approval is actually good because that's a private organization. The FTC is a government agency, a federal bureaucracy that was created by FDR's folks during the New Deal, and it was supposed to protect small investors, and it hasn't done so, and it's not really capable of doing so, but it is capable of causing mass financial carnage like it did by helping the subprime mortgage bubble to get so large in the early part of this this millennium. And you might recall that in 2008 there was a global financial crisis. It's not, it can't entirely be laid at the doorstep of the SEC, but it was definitely one of the federal agencies involved that made that mess happen and be so large and nasty for so many people.
Janice, is the SEC something that we should have today?
Well, I think everything bears consideration of thinking about was the original purpose of it? Is it still being followed today? And is the SEC as an institution really looking out after shareholders the way it was envisioned? And then is it capable of being reformed? But just thinking about just the ESG label, I teach at Bucknell, the Freeman College of Management, and I had students last semester do a project where, the students gave at the beginning of the class, some funds and trying to decide which one were the, with the name taken off of it and which ones were labeled with the ESG and not. And it was almost, impossible for the class to tell the difference between what was in the funds that were labeled ESG and what wasn't. And yet, there's this thought that an ESG fund, and having that label, you know, means a world of difference.
Robert, we're saying ESG label. I want our audience to understand what ESG stands for. Can you break it down quickly?
Environment, social justice, and governance. Not political governance, but the governance of corporations, how they make decisions internally, especially between stockholders and management.
So, social, and corporate governance.
Now, does that have anything to do with profitability?
Studies show no.
Yeah, and yet people think yes.
Yeah, well, and I can understand the argument. I mean, if you're siloed and ideologically fixed, you think, oh, of course. But there's no evidence. I mean, there's not any empirical evidence, Janice, that you could point to and say, oh, every a company that has the ESG label is doing so much better, right?
Well, there have been some studies that I think that Wharton did a study a while back and NYU about that corporate sustainability initiatives do seem, at least at first glance, to drive better financial performance. But then the question is, okay, well, which what was the sample and all of those questions. And so you have other studies that have found different results. That doesn't matter. And or that it could be adverse. And so, but then the question is, again, is there any difference in what an ESG fund has in its portfolio than a non-ESG labeled fund?
Exactly. Robert, you and Janice have written the book Fearless, Wilma Sauce and America's Forgotten Investor Movement. Give us a rundown on that, if you would.
Well, yeah, Wilma Sauce. Yeah, okay. Wilma Sauce was a pioneer in corporate activism. She was derided as a gadfly, as something that pesters the top brass. But she did great things for individual investors by going to corporate annual meetings and pointing out the flaws in the thinking of CEOs and boards. She pushed the notion that putting qualified female directors on the board would not tank corporations, and she was absolutely correct about that. She fought hard for secret ballots in corporate elections, because what's the sense of having an election if the ballots aren't secret, especially when many of the stockholders are employees, and hence, you know, are worried about their jobs or their promotions and exactly. whatnot if they don't vote along with management. So she did it with a lot of flair. There was a movie made about her, called Solid Gold Cadillac. And she, also formed a financial literacy nonprofit because America's government schools have never done a very good job at teaching Americans the investment basics, which we could have done, you know, during the New Deal instead of implementing Social Security. But that wouldn't have given the government as much power over our wealth, as the more heavy-handed redistributional approach that it took.
Exactly. Janice, what do you got to add to?
I would say that this Wilma Soss, who's the subject of our book, Fearless, was very much a watchdog for little investors. And but yet we've seen time and time again, as Wilma did, that even when there is governmental agencies that are designed to protect the investor or the consumer, that often you need to have somebody watching the watchdogs and stuff. So
right.
Wilma Soss filled in that role, and we need the same type of people today to be making sure that we aren't under the illusion of protection and the illusion that there's someone looking out after small investors and small consumers when that might not be the case.
Well,
we need 10,000 Wilma Sosses instead of one SEC.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is quite, quite the eye opener, your book here, because it's going to get people to realize, you know, what's going on. I mean, what we have found in our country too often, especially in this modern era, that money and power go hand in hand, and it's not necessarily in the best interest of the common man and woman, is it?
Yeah, exactly. And the SEC has had a history for decades of missing some of the biggest scandals and not being on top of things that other whistleblowers had to draw to the SEC's attention. And so there's a long history of the SEC in many cases falling down on their job or over-regulating in other respects.
Exactly. Robert, is it a matter because the government's just too big and we're expecting too much from the bureaucracy?
Oh, absolutely. We need to move back to a situation where the American people aren't infantilized via government schools. They need learn how to think for themselves, think independently, know how to do their own research, and then we won't fall prey to things like ESG or the stuff that the CDC did to us for a couple of years.
Well, Dr. Robert Wright, Janice Trappola, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2020. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We got Adam Holtz with us. Yes, the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. A lot going on here. You know, the Queen passed away after 70 years of service to the, you know, to the Empire and the Commonwealth. You know, and you got billions of people around the world, you know, mourning this exceptional lady at a time when, you know, we should give pause and thank God that we have people like her who are, you know, seemingly rare that come into our orbit that have this kind of impact that can be such a, you know, such an example. I mean, things that people don't realize is how spiritual the Queen was. I mean, you know, they saw her as being apolitical and rightfully so. And what she did, you know, through her 70-year tenure of going through two world wars, all these conflicts and, you know, cultural upheavals and everything. And she remained a steady rock, you know, throughout her 70-year legacy.
Yeah. You know, I think as I ponder the significance of her legacy and, you know, where our world has, you know, come to and from since she was born, it's really staggering, you know, to think about the amount of change that she witnessed in her life. But as you say, she had a perspective on reality that enabled her to weather those changes. And I think when we are anchored in a big picture worldview and a faith that gives us perspective on not only the bad, but the good, right? It enables us to persevere. It enables us to be people of character. But when we don't have that, I wonder what we're left with. What's the hope? How do we make sense of the world? How do we navigate it? Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think it just ends up being a lot more reactionary. And so I think her life really is an exemplary life in so many ways, but it gives us that example of someone who certainly she had trauma and trials and difficulty to deal with, but she did it with dignity and honor and perseverance. And I think that, you know, regardless of where we're at personally or politically, hopefully we would all strive to be that kind of person.
Exactly. Well, my takeaway was that she was anchored.
Yeah.
She remained anchored. And
she knew she was.
I mean, you know, and like you said, it wasn't like she had the perfect life. All her kids were perfect. Everybody was great. Kumbaya, no problems. I mean, she had to deal with some really tough situations.
Yeah.
And the takeaway for America's families, for the world's families, to say, hey, guess what? Stuff happens, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got kids that are going to be rebellious. You got a wife that's, you know, or a husband is going to be a knucklehead. You know, this happens. But if you're anchored, then you can weather the storm, which is consistent with the gospel message, is it not?
Right. No, it is. And storms will come and storms will go. And frankly, even prosperity, while not a storm, provides its own sort of spiritual test, right? Because
exactly. Right.
I think when things are good, there is the temptation to lose sight of the Lord's blessing and the Lord's work in our lives. And we can, almost without trying, we can you know, just lose sight of him or maybe even take credit for ourselves. We see that over and over in the stories of the kings in the Old Testament, right? It's like, man, so few of them finished well, even some of the ones that started out pretty well. And I think that's because the race is long. And, you know, if we start to take credit for the good stuff, you know, it leaves us in a bad place.
It's kind of a dichotomy. The race is long, but yet again, we're told we're but a vapor.
Well, that's right.
You know,
yeah,
it's
a paradox.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, so there it goes. We got about 7 minutes left, and I wanted to get your take. Have you, I think you did. You did the review on Lifemark, right?
I did. Yep. Yeah, oh, yeah, Lifemark, terrific movie from the Kendrick Brothers about adoption, and it is a movie that is based on a true story about a young man who, when he turns 18, with his parents' encouragement, decides that he wants to connect with his birth mother, who is having similar thoughts. And so I think it's a great movie that gives us a perspective on the beauty of adoption and some of the things that are really hard about making that choice especially if you're a young woman in a crisis or an unexpected pregnancy. Abortion can seem like the easy fix, and we actually see that in this movie, but we also see a woman who ultimately chose not to go that route and the incredible blessing of life that even though she had to, you know, give her son up for adoption, or whatever phrase is used these days. I'm not sure that's even the contemporary phrase for that process, to create an adoption plan for her son. We see that God used that in an incredible way. So, deeply inspiring movie. It is in theaters. It's being distributed by Fathom Events, but it's not a typical Fathom event. They are functioning as a real movie distributor.
Right.
So if it does well,
because it's 7 days, right?
Right.
It went on for 7 days. The typical Fathom event's like 1 or 2 days.
Right. There'll be more dates added. So go see it this week if you have any thought of seeing it at all.
Yeah, you'll like it. I love, David's response. David was the son. This is a true story, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
True story of this young man. And he sees his, they connect, which is very emotional. And so we have the tissues to the ready. He sees his mother for the first time, and you can tell, which you can appreciate, the connectivity. I mean, the way this comes across, the way the Kendrick Brothers and, of course, Kirk Cameron in the movie as well, and they produced it, but they had a new director, which was new for Stephen, because Stephen usually directs these things, right? So hands off, and they got a new director, and he did a great job with it. But this moment is so emotional, and he looks his mother in the eyes and just says, thank you. I mean,
yeah,
wow.
Powerful.
I mean, what else can you say? Thank you I mean, you know, thank you you didn't abort me. Thank you that you had the courage to, you know, go through with the adoption plan.
Yep.
And, you know, that he has a life to celebrate and a future because of that choice. But you see, this goes back to the heart of God. You know, God is a God of life, not of death. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how many other millions of stories out there that are typical of David's, whose mother and the father, and even in you hear from the father's standpoint, that the father was conflicted. Why? Because his mother was adopted,
right,
and she was abused and mistreated.
Right.
And so his perception...
I think that was a really important part of this story, and here's why. I think that you could look at David's story and say, well, this was sort of the perfect example. His biological mom wanted to connect. His adoptive parents encouraged him. They end up having a really emotional and beautiful connection. And there's another young woman who ends up unexpectedly pregnant, and David is telling her this story, and she says, you know, I can imagine that it doesn't always turn out so well. And I appreciated that they sort of at least gave the nod to, this is sort of the best case scenario here, but it's still worth, I think, you know, going through that process potentially. If you've been in that situation as somebody who has adopted or placed a baby for adoption.
Well, and you imagine women who have experienced an abortion, Adam, and my heart was out for this woman saying, you know, she goes into Planned Parenthood and they take her money. And, you know, they were all sensitive up to the doorway. But as soon as,
right,
I got her in the back room, all sensitivity went off. And then especially when she's on the table, she's going to have an abortion. And she just hears something that says, get up and get out. And
exactly.
She goes, I'm out of here.
Yep.
And she left. Now, there's some cases where women have tried to change their mind. In fact, there is this gal that I heard. She's now an attorney. She was a sophomore in college and tried to get up, and they restrained her, and they forced the abortion on her.
Man.
And, you know, so the stories of trauma, I mean, and even the trauma afterwards, because also the other thing that comes out is something we've talked about repeatedly, and this is what I hear from women all the time, is they're so connected with the children. I mean, it's a miracle the way God has created us, that we know that, you know, that baby, you know, you can use the euphemism, call it a fetus or whatever, but it is a baby in the mama's womb. And they are connected with that child till death do they part.
Yeah.
I mean, really, that is a till death do we part kind of moment and experience, because that mom, even to this day, you know, they say, oh, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13 or whatever, you know, that they remember. And of course, you'll see that in this movie as well, which is really just a real precious movie. I was talking with the Kendrick brothers, and I told them I had to make fun of Kirk, because I expected when they set the thing up initially, they told me it was going to be Kirk Cameron. And then I do this, you know, big lead and intro for Kirk, and they go, hey, it's the Kendrick brothers. I'm going, you know, but anyway, we get in and we're talking about the movie, and there's a part in the movie there where Kurt is folding towels.
Yep.
And I said, you know, maybe because I'm a Marine or something, I don't know, but I don't know whoever taught Kirk Cameron how to fold towels, but he doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh,
and I can't imagine with 6 kids and his wife that he could get away with folding towels the way he did. It's just, I mean, it was just one of those things that jumped out at me in the movie, and these guys just laughed their heads off. They go, oh, that's hysterical. He goes, oh, we got to tell Kirk about that. And I said, yeah, pass it on to him. You know, somebody's got to teach him. We got to send him to the school of towel folding or something.
Well, I probably need to go too, because my wife and I fight over that too.
Do you really?
She says I do.
Well, either that. Well, tell her you can either do that or take Bill's advice and go do boot camp,
right,
in the Marine Corps.
That'll train me.
You'll never forget.
Yep.
I'm telling you. Adam Holtz, he's the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green meadow whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green meadow whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this, the green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated?